بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبيت الليالي المتتابعة طاويا، وأهله لا يجدون عشاء، وكان أكثر خبزهم خبز الشعير. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما سيز that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain hungry for several nights in possession, one after the other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would find no food to eat. So in succession, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the night, one night after the other, tawiyan, hungry. Wa ahluhu la yajiduna asha, even his family would not find sufficient food to have supper. Yet most of the bread at the time was bread made of barley. In other words, even such a simple and easy thing to obtain, they didn't even have the means to prepare bread made of barley. This hadith very clearly reflects and shows us how simple the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family were. That several nights they had to spend without eating any food and go to bed. وعن فضالة بن عبيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا صلى بالناس يخر الرجال من قامتهم في صلاة من الخصاصة وهم أصحاب الصفة حتى يقول الأعراب هؤلاء مجانين. فإذا صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصرف إليهم فقال: لو تعلمون ما لكم عند الله تعالى لأحببتم أن تزدادوا فاقة وحاجة. رواه الترمذي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would perform salat, then many of the sahaba would fall from the standing position. In salah, they would collapse because of extreme hunger. And these were generally the ashab al-suffa. They had no food to eat, and because no food, their bodies were weak, and as they are standing in salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would suddenly just collapse. To such an extent, that a villager or a Bedouin, upon seeing them, not knowing their real condition, that why they have been collapsing, he would assume that they were mad people, insane people, just falling down there. When Rasulullah had performed salat, then he turned around to them once and he said, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا لَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. If only you know what rewards you have by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for not having any dunya and having such a simple life and going through poverty and hunger, لَأَحْبَبْتُمْ أَنْتَزْدَادُوا فَاقَةً وَحَاجَةً. You would actually desire to that you increase in poverty and hunger. If you only know what reward Allah has got in store for you, then you desire that Allah must keep me more hungry and I must have no food to eat. So this again very clearly shows the intense poverty of the Sahaba, the endurance, that in Salat even they could not stand up for such a long period of time and they would fall because they had no food to eat. Rasulullah would console them by giving them glad tidings of such reward that they did not know in this world. But if they had to know that reward, such an immense reward, they would desire that they have more faqa and haza. وعن أبي كريمة المقداد بن معدي كرب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ما ملأ آدمي وعاء شرا من بطن بحسب ابن آدم أكلات يقمن صلبه، فإن كان لا محالة فثلث لطعامه وثلث لشرابه وثلث لنفسه. رواه الترمذي. هذا المقداد بن معدي كرب رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying: no person fills any vessel or container to the brim as worse as his own belly. In other words, Rasulullah likened the belly as a vessel. So no container or vessel which is full to the brim is as worse as filling the stomach till the brim. Rasulullah then said, بِحَسْبِ ابْنِ آدَمَ أُكُلَاتٌ. A few morsels of food is sufficient to keep man's back upright. يُقِمْنَ صُلْبَهُ. In other words, a little bit of food. So I'm not saying that you mustn't eat any food. But he's saying a few morsels should suffice to keep a person's back upright. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا مَحَالَةَ. If a person really has to fill his entire stomach and fill this vessel, then three portions, 1/3 should be for food, 1/3 for drink, water, and 1/3 for air to breathe. In this way the person has filled his stomach, but only 1/3 is for food, 1/3 for water, and the other 1/3 should be left empty so that he has or filled it with air so that he is able to breathe. Again, Rasulullah SAW shows us that a person who overeats, then it will be cause spiritual laziness in him. He won't be able to make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as he would like to, because his belly is full. This also is indicative to the fact that a person who has so much of food, he has so much of luxury, then this is away from the sunnah way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was simple, because when a person has a simple life, he's hungry, his attention will be more drawn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other person who is suffering from obesity and overeating, he has too much of pleasures in this world, and he will be consumed by the love of this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal in all these ahadith, and to enjoy the sunnah way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by having a simple life. And by having a simple life, you may be deprived of so-called dunya luxuries, but the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be something else. A person, like how in the month of Ramadan, because we are fasting the entire day, our bellies are not full, a person naturally feels some type of taqwa and piety, and he feels like making ibadat. The person who is just engaged in eating and drinking and merrymaking all the time, then his heart becomes hard and he drifts away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.